FirstLibertyGA.com. FirstLibertyGA.com. To the phones we go, DA. Going to go to you next. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much, Eric. I'm glad to be here. I'm a long-time listener part of the day, and I agree with you part of the time.
Excellent.
I wanted to call and offer some input on the Georgia State bill that you promoted a little while ago, House Bill 999.
Uh-huh.
And there's a couple of holes in it. A lot of people will support, quote-unquote, school choice. Most people here in Georgia are not going to support the contents of the bill that allow direct payments from the state to accounts set up for illegal alien students to be distributed by illegal alien parents who are also given an opportunity to be have oversight in the compliance for the language of this law. So it needs a lot of tweaks. I hope you'll include that the next time you pitch it.
Yeah, well, you know, I suspect through the committee process, they will work those particular issues out. I'm fairly certain the Republicans aren't going to want to fund illegal aliens going into private school, but it's definitely going to be one of those issues they're going to have to vet in the committee process. But the fact that they're beginning the process and have built the bipartisan coalition, all of us have our pet peeves, and we should work through the committee process to approve the legislation. There's an amendment process. The bill just dropped, so it's new. It's going to be vetted. But should we work to improve the bill as opposed to say, well, it's got this thing in it I don't like. Let's kill it. No. Improve it. Amend it. Fix it. I think every Republican nationwide should be advancing school choice in their states, wherever they are. And you know the hysterics are going to come out. And one of the things they'll say is, well, if you let your kids go to private school, they're going to regulate the private school. Do you really want the state to regulate your private school? Well, you know, your private school can opt out. But why should you deny a kid an opportunity for a better education in someone's private school who's willing? Just because your school isn't, because of the restrictions that may or may not hypothetically at a future time be put in, why not give kids a chance? Why be selfish about this? And the real selfishness in particular here is the Democrats who want to trap poor kids in failing schools. That's the problem. Doug Ducey in Arizona had a great line in his State of the State address. 50 years ago, it was people standing in front of the schoolhouse doors telling minority students you're not allowed in. And now it's progressive activists and teachers unions standing in front of the schoolhouse doors telling them they're not allowed out. Don't be one of the people who says these kids aren't allowed out because you don't want them in your school. We should want these kids to have better education long term. The better their education is, the less likely they're going to be a stressor on the social safety net. So give them the best education they can so they can get a good job and be a productive member of society instead of precluding them from opportunities by forcing them to stay in a failing private or failing public school.